384, this is G-Man.
384, go ahead.
I'm just giving you guys a heads up. I'm sitting on I-5 northbound at exit 307 trying to get to my next customer who I should have been there about 10 minutes ago. And traffic is hardly moving. I started my route at 510. That means at 2310, we'll be over 6 hours.
That's affirmative. And unfortunately, yeah, they did not do a very good job, it appears, now that I look at this, scheduling this for you for the day. And yes, looks like, now that you pointed it out, there is a crash up near, just past Highway 30 on I-5 heading into Jensen Beach. So, that will cause the delays. How would you like to proceed?
Well, I'm going to leave that in your ballpark because this is going to definitely put me over 6.5 hours, or over 6 hours. So, like I said, I'm sitting here in dead stop traffic. I can't go nowhere.
Copy. Well, if it was up to me, since I know that it's going to be harder to get anybody else to get out there, you're probably the closest opportunity. We'll keep this ride on you and then put a lunch and another break on you at the end of the route. It's just going to make you stay late. So that's kind of why I said it was kind of up to you and how you wanted to proceed.
And actually, to have a break and a lunch at the end of your route is actually against bully laws.
We go through this every time. It is not, as long as you do it correctly. That means you have to take time in between each break, at least 15 to 20 minutes.